You're listening to Morning Edition, and this is WUWM. I'm Annalise Henzel. After a long night of debate, the Wisconsin State Senate has passed a right-to-work bill. The vote was 17 to 15. The measure would prohibit companies from forcing workers to join unions as a condition of employment. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us in the studio. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Annalise.
So, Marty, tell us how the debate unfolded yesterday.
Well, there were impassioned pleas on both sides of the issue. Debate started around 1:30 yesterday afternoon and finished up at about 9 o'clock with the vote. The author of the bill, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, was one of the first to speak. He says right to work is what Wisconsin needs to jumpstart its economy.
Over the last decade, 24 right to work states experienced an average job growth of 5.3%, adding 3.6 million jobs. Right-to-work states experience an average wage growth of almost double the rate of forced union states. Right-to-work states grew manufacturing, gross domestic product, at nearly double the rate of forced union states.
Fitzgerald says employees would see more money in their paychecks because they wouldn't have to pay union dues.
Giving workers the ability to keep more of what they earn will have the greatest positive impact on some of Wisconsin's low-wage earners.
Fitzgerald says right to work simply gives employees freedom of choice. However, the bill met stiff opposition from Democrats. Senator Julie Lassa says quality of life is worse in right to work states.
I submit that if the people of Wisconsin were fully aware of what happens in states that adopt right to work, support for what you are doing today would be virtually non-existent. The fact is that families in right-to-work states are poorer. They are poorer and less economically secure than in those in other states.
Marty, as the debate inside the Capitol went on, there were big crowds of protesters once again in Madison, weren't there?
Yes, there were. In fact, hundreds of union members rallied against the bill outside the Capitol, just like they did on Tuesday. Phil Gruber represents the Machinists Union. He insists the economy is better in states that allow union membership.
Is government so stupid that they don't realize that the middle-class American people are the economic engine of this country? Do they not realize that? Because when we make good wages and we have the security of good benefits like health care and a pension at the end of our working day, we, the middle class, spend money.
There also were some fireworks during the Senate debate inside the Capitol.
Yes, especially in the beginning. There was a lot of heckling from the Senate gallery from opponents during the first hour, and Capitol Police escorted several people out of the building. Another interesting thing to note is one Republican did cross over and side with Democrats. Senator Jerry Petrowski of Marathon voted against right to work. He issued a statement saying he's a former member of the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and wasn't convinced right to work would benefit Wisconsin.
Marty, remind us what happens next with this bill.
The bill goes to the State Assembly next week, where it is certain to pass. Then Governor Walker has promised to sign the measure.
Thank you. That's WUWM's Marty Michelson.